46-year-old former Texas congressman and social media star Beto O'Rourke has announced his bid for the Democratic presidential nomination, and he promptly hit the road. He showed up at a coffee house in Iowa and responded off the cuff to voter questions, including one about whether he supports the Green New Deal that progressives have proposed to combat climate change.
Some will criticize the Green New Deal for being too bold or being unmanageable. But I tell you what, I haven't seen anything better that addresses this singular crisis that we face, a crisis that could, at its worst, lead to extinction.
That's Beto O'Rourke. Joining us now is NPR's lead politics editor, Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there.
So President Trump was watching Beto O'Rourke today in the Oval Office. The president mocked O'Rourke's many hand gestures. I wonder how Beto O'Rourke's announcement is going to reshape the Democratic race.
Well, he certainly was energetic, that's for sure, to the point where you could see that his wife, who was very proud of him, obviously they were both, looked like they were ready to get outside and go to a rally or something. And we're going to see that March 30th with O'Rourke in El Paso, Texas, and you can expect a pretty big crowd. And I think the big question in this race now becomes, can he replicate some of what put him here in the first place? You know, he really got a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm, big crowds. He was kind of a movement candidate, O'Rourke, in that Texas Senate race. At the same time, can he replicate that? Can he raise that kind of money that he raised? We saw Bernie Sanders raise $10 million in that first week that he was running for president or announced his run for president. Can O'Rourke really kind of take on some of these candidates who've even been there before, like Sanders, and be that movement candidate, despite the fact that what he's best known for is losing to Ted Cruz Senate race?
Right. Not
yeah,
by
well, you only come, you know, in life, what do they say? You come close in horseshoes and grenades are the only two things that really matter. But at the same time, that did open up a lot of people's eyes that there's a possibility, even in a red state like Texas.
There is a lot of merch on his website talking about trying to keep the momentum going. There are T-shirts and hope bags. Looks a little bit like a public radio website. So he's playing off the star quality there. But how well would that serve him in, say, a race against a man with enormous name recognition who hasn't been announced yet, but he's hinted at it, and that's former Vice President Joe Biden? And how do the two, for instance, differ in terms of their issues?
Well, he's the one left that we're all wondering about what he's going to do, trying to figure out, where does he fit in this race? Because Beto O'Rourke doesn't exactly fit the, the fighter piece of what the Democratic base is looking for. He's a much more optimistic candidate. It's kind of why a lot of the former Obama people are either with him or advising him, and why the former president, Barack Obama himself, has said pretty nice things about him in the way that he leans into thorny issues. You know, at the same time, he doesn't have much experience. He didn't get much done as a Texas congressman. He doesn't have a job currently. He's not a congressman anymore, and he didn't win that Senate race. And Joe Biden is somebody who clearly is going to bank on lots of experience and how the base feels about him if they want to restore some quote-unquote normalcy post-Trump.
Domenico Montanaro, lead politics editor for NPR. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.